I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 2nd. Well, now that it's 2025, Quincy is preparing to celebrate its 400th anniversary as a settlement. And one way to mark the occasion is with a new museum exhibit at Old City Hall explaining how Quincy celebrated its 300th anniversary back in 1925. The new exhibit features over 50 large-scale historic images of that seven-day celebration held in June of 1925. That celebration included a three-hour community pageant with 1,200 actors and a chorus of 500, a three-mile-long parade with 182 floats and over 10,000 participants, including 13 Civil War veterans and Argentinian sailors. Over 140,000 spectators watched. The new exhibit will open next Thursday, January 7th, and be open Thursdays and Fridays from 2 to 7, and Saturdays from noon to 5. The exhibit will be free and open to the public. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city will celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, January 20th, at the Terrell Room. Former Boston Police Commissioner William Gross will serve as the keynote speaker. In 2014, Mayor Marty Walsh and Commissioner Bill Evans appointed Gross to the position of Superintendent-in-Chief, making him the first African-American to hold that position in the Boston Police Department. And then 4 years later, he was appointed commissioner and became the first person of color to lead the department. Commissioner Gross has been recognized throughout his career for his service, receiving numerous awards, including the Martin Luther King Jr. Leadership Award. The breakfast will begin at 9 a.m., is free and open to the public. A Boston man has been charged with gun and drug violations after an incident in a Quincy Center parking lot. Police say 32-year-old Leader Sanchez Jimenez got into an altercation about drugs with another person on Granite Street on December 19th. Just after 8 p.m., Jimenez reportedly pulled a gun from his waistband during an argument in a parking lot. Police and a canine tracked Jimenez's car to the Walter Hannon Parkway, where he was arrested. Officers did recover a gun, fentanyl, and cocaine. The drugs were reportedly disguised to look like oxycodone. Police say the drugs had a street value of over $10,000. $5,000 in cash was also recovered. A man found dead in a smoldering minivan in Quincy on Christmas Eve was believed to be homeless. Investigators say the man in his 30s was found dead in a van on Morrison Street off the Southern Artery in Quincy Point at about 6:30 a.m. on December 24th. The van had heavy smoke and minor fire damage inside, and some burned blankets were also found in the van. Investigators believe the fire was sparked by cigarettes, which were also found in that van. The man's name was not released. A young kitten found abandoned in Marina Bay in Quincy on Christmas Eve has died. The Quincy Animal Shelter says the kitten, named Miracle, died from pneumonia. The kitten was discovered in a carrier on Christmas Eve and taken to the shelter on Christmas morning. The shelter's president, Sandra Sines, took the kitten home, and although it declined food, she said it was reportedly doing okay. Sines says the kitten then became ill and died at the VCA Animal Hospital. Sines urged anyone who finds strays to take them to the vets. She says a state law will not hold the finder responsible for the animal's care. Boston police have arrested a man who was featured on the department's most wanted list. 39-year-old Christopher Anderson of Quincy was arrested last Thursday in the area of Bailey Street in Boston. He was wanted on an outstanding warrant out of Dorchester District Court on charges of aggravated assault and battery, mayhem, and armed robbery. He was arraigned in Dorchester District Court. An investigation is underway after a person was shot at an apartment complex in Braintree last Friday afternoon. Officers responding to a report of a person shot at the Ridge at Blue Hills on West Street at about 3 p.m. last Friday, found a male suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was treated at the scene, taken to an area hospital for evaluation. Police said the injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. While no arrests have been made, police don't believe there's any ongoing threat to the public. There were no additional details available. A road in Germantown in Quincy will take the name Leo Kelly Lane, in honor of the late longtime city councilor. The road, which serves as the main entrance to O'Brien Towers, was formerly named Leo Kelly Lane in May of 2020 when the planning board approved a subdivision plan for that site. The road was created to provide frontage for a 16-unit affordable housing project that the Quincy Housing Authority plans to build right in front of O'Brien Towers. Jim Marathis, the executive director of the Housing Authority, said the city's in the process of assigning new numbers to the buildings on Leo Kelly Lane as part of a master plan for the area. The new affordable housing units will be located at 1 through 8 and 10 through 18 Leo Kelly Lane and O'Brien Towers. Formerly at 73 Bicknell Street, will be at 20 Leo Kelly Lane. O'Brien Towers and the parcel of land on which the new affordable housing will be constructed were formerly owned by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development before the Quincy Housing Authority took ownership of that site in the fall of 2023. Maratha said the area didn't have the best reputation while HUD owned the property and that it would be rebranded Mariner's Cove to mark the start of a new era for that site. Quincy Housing Authority, with help from Senator John Keenan, will host a meeting for O'Brien Towers residents on January 8th to help them with the transition to the new address. Massachusetts lawmakers are expected to start the new year with a pay bump. Governor Mara Healey ordered an 11.39% increase in base salaries. That could push the pay for Healey to just under $244,000 a year. House Speaker Ron Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka would also see salaries of about $224,000 annually. Healey ordered the raises in a letter sent to State Treasurer Deb Goldberg. House and Senate members would also see that increase. Their pay would increase from about $73,000 per year to $82,000 per year. Some lawmakers earn extra stipends for expenses and travel, as well as taking on leadership roles. Healey's office used data from the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey to determine the increase. 13 Massachusetts real estate agents are suing a defunct former employer and accusing the owner of embezzlement. The group says they are owed hundreds of thousands of dollars, including personal loans and money that was supposed to be held in escrow accounts. Lawsuits filed by attorney Robert Ahern on behalf of the 12 agents identify Stephen Webster and his company, Marshfield-based Success Real Estate, as defendants. According to the latest annual report to the Corporations Division of the Secretary of State's office, Webster held all leadership roles for the company. Webster suddenly and without warning announced the closure of the business on December 14th, according to the lawsuits. According to two suits filed in Plymouth Superior Court, each of the agents was issued commission checks that bounced when they went to deposit their earnings. One agent alleges that her checks were supposed to total over $81,000 and that she's also owed over $61,000 for four other commissions. Seven agents allege they're owed over $105,000, another over $100,000. Three agents said they made private loans to Webster or the business and that they're owed $132,000. The Massachusetts Division of Occupational Licensure and the Board of Registration of Real Estate Brokers and Salespersons confirm that they are investigating complaints relating to Success Real Estate and Steve Webster. A new year brings change, and new laws will be going to effect in Massachusetts for 2025. from salary transparency to affordable housing to new tax credits. Toward the end of the new year, a salary transparency bill that was signed into law by Governor Healey now takes effect as of October 29th of 2025. Employers in Massachusetts that have 25 or more employees will be required to disclose salary ranges and protect an employee's right to ask for salary ranges. Massachusetts becomes the 11th state to mandate pay transparency. And as part of the Affordable Homes Act that the governor signed back in August, there are new provisions taking effect this year to make it easier for some people to get a place to live. Starting in May, people can petition the court to seal past eviction records that might be preventing them from renting. The new law does not mean old evictions will be automatically sealed, as courts will make the decision on a case-by-case basis. Another aspect of the Affordable Homes Act, the accessory dwelling unit provision, takes effect in February. They are defined as secondary residential living space located on the same lot of a single-family home. Could include a backyard cottage, a basement converted into an apartment, or new construction added to an existing house. The American Red Cross is holding a blood drive in Quincy today. The drive is being held at the Rural Lodge on Greenleaf Street from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. A check of business news. Stocks open the year down. The Dow down 29 points. The NASDAQ dropped 175, and the S&P fell 25. Global stocks are mixed on the first day of trading for 2025. The dollar slipped. The euro is up, and oil at almost $72 a barrel. And sports. The Bruins are on the road against the New York Rangers tonight at 7. Celtics also on the road in Minnesota tonight at 7:30. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, a sunny, windy day with a high in the low 40s this afternoon. Or tonight, partly cloudy, low 35. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still windy, with a high of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, and a high of 31. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high 30 degrees. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet. That wind out of the west, 20 to 25, but gusting to 40 knots. There is a gale warning in effect offshore. High tide, 12:48 this afternoon. Sunrise, 7:12, sets at 4:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 2nd.